Tuesday edition of Justice of Drew is underway. We do have Senator Mark Coran joining us in about 35 minutes. Pete Hegseth from Fox News at 8:35 this morning. But we still have a couple more items to tick off in Sam's top five this morning.
Number four.
We're going to make him mad?
Who?
We're going to tick off the items.
Oh, you're like, tick the box.
Oh, okay.
Check them off.
I use that almost exclusively to say when I'm upset. I'm like, we're going to tick these stories off.
Yeah, I'm going to make these stories angry.
We're going to add things that don't exist and mispronounce names.
Yeah. Probably. Senators Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, and Kirsten Gillibrand have backed efforts to add justices to the Supreme Court.
Again. It's the 16-year-old voting age. It's the get rid of the Electoral College. Now, well, let's just add more Supreme Court justices, too.
It's just a free-for-all of stupid.
They're trying to change all the rules.
Yeah.
They just want to change all the rules so that they don't ever lose again.
It sucks being a loser, so they're trying to find ways to not be such losers.
And like so many other circumstances, we're going to talk with Senator Mark Coran coming up at 7:35 this morning about the daycare fraud and the audit that came out. When you see stories like that, you can't help but wonder what other fraud on smaller levels is taking place that's not being investigated. So you take that and apply it to stories like this. When you see moves like redistricting in smaller areas, or what they did in the legislature when it comes to the way that they're handling the committee meetings and stuff right now, it's all an extension of this. It's all just gaming so that they can win more elections and put things more favorably on their side.
Yeah, don't think for a moment that any of these efforts, you know, adding justices to the Supreme Court, lowering the voting age to 16, or abolishing the Electoral College, none of these efforts are done on their own merits. None of them are done because this is legitimately a good idea. You know, and maybe it'll help out the Republicans, but we don't know, but we were just doing it because it's a good idea. No, don't buy that for one second. They're only doing it because they want to make it easier for them to win and retain power.
Warren, Harris, and Gillibrand all told Politico that they were willing to at least consider packing the courts, something liberal groups are increasingly suggesting. Harris told Politico, "We are on the verge of a crisis of confidence in the Supreme Court."
No, you're not. No, you're not. You're a liar.
I mean, liberals might be. That might be their truth. We have to take this challenge head on, and everything is on the table to do that.
I can certainly relate to crisis of confidence, but this doesn't apply.
No.
Hashtag relatable.
This is all because RBG is
old. Right. Very.
I don't know that she's going to make it, you know, until the next president.
She probably shouldn't be serving on the Supreme Court right now.
All this is. So, okay. All right. Well Trump's going to get one more, so we need to add four. And make them all liberal.
Five. Make it six. Make all it six. Liberal.
Yeah, and then, yes. And only the next Democratic president can pick them.
Yes, that's right.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's good. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, what if they add a bunch of seats and then Trump's reelected and he just fills all of them? Be perfect. Warren said that adding justices to the Supreme Court deserves consideration, as does bringing appellate judges into Supreme Court cases. She said it's not just about expansion, it's about depoliticizing the Supreme Court.
Oh, shut up. How did lightning not just strike her on the spot when she said that egregious lie? Come, it's about depoliticizing.
Unbelievable.
Is that your sound effect for lightning?
Shocked. Because you got hit by lightning. No, that's her getting hit by lightning.
I feel like it would be a much bigger reaction. Struck by lightning. Democrats have been up in arms over the Republican Senate majority's decision to block Obama nominee Merrick Garland from the court, in case you've lived under a rock. After President Trump was elected, the GOP Senate also ended the filibuster on Supreme Court nominees, which led to the confirmation of two justices picked by Trump, according to the story anyway. Those picks are expected to tilt the court to the right, given Justice Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation to secede Justice Anthony Kennedy.
I feel like we don't, we lose perspective because things get stretched out on a long enough timeline. And what I'm referring to is when Trump got elected, we all kind of like, what's going to happen? How is the left going to react? Right? What are they going to do? And again, as time goes by, as the years go by, you get a little bit of distance between each ridiculous notion that gets brought up. If you condensed it all, the amount of stupid that has been brought forward as a reaction to Trump, just Trump getting elected, not anything he's actually done, but just him getting elected.
The fact that he won.
Yeah, you combine it all together. I mean, it is a lengthy list of just stupid proposals. And then between yesterday and today, we got three. Supreme Court's voting, the voting age, right, and the Electoral College.
Yeah.
And then just start adding in all the other stuff that's been suggested just because Trump won.
Had Hillary won, we wouldn't be talking about any of these things.
Nope.
We wouldn't be talking about any of these things. Lawyer extraordinaire, I did throw up the bat signal.
Cool.
And the lawyer extraordinaire, Jeff O'Brien, is on the line. Good morning,
Jeff. I thought I saw it in the sky.
Morning.
So we've got presidential candidates, 2020 presidential candidates, contemplating adding justices to the Supreme Court. In your mind, is there any real reason to do this outside of the politics of it?
No, and in fact, if you think back to the New Deal era with FDR, he pulled the court packing plan because the Supreme Court at the time was voting down all of his, was striking down all of his, many of his New Deal programs. And so he first floated the idea. And historically, that hasn't been looked at very favorably, that attempt to do that. It's one of the stains of his presidency, was that attempt to pack the court. So, no, there's no reason to do this other than just overtly political reasons to try to stack the court in favor of a particular judicial philosophy.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought. I just wanted to get a lawyer extraordinaire expertise opinion on the matter.